Unit 6. Home and Family. New Home. E. Did you move into your apartment last week?
We did.
How do you like it so far?
It's small, but very quiet.
It's a little too far from here, don't you think?
Yes, but transportation is convenient. We're on several bus routes.
How are your neighbors, then?
They seem very pleasant.
Well, I think you did the right thing to move over there. $50. E. Whom did the man ask the question?
It was his minister.
What was the minister's answer?
He said, "Definitely not."
What did the man ask the minister to return?
He asked him to return the $50 he had given him.
What did the man give the minister the $50 for?
For his wedding ceremony 6 months before.
Annie and Tommy. M. Possibilities. I would spank Annie and make her go to school without the toy.
I would say to her that I will stop giving her pocket money for the week unless she leaves the toy at home today.
I would promise Annie to buy another toy dog for her this afternoon. So from now on, Tommy will have a friend to stay with him at home when Annie is at school.
I would give Annie some candies or chocolate so she may stop crying and go to school without Tommy.
I would dress Tommy with bandages and explain to Annie that the poor dog is sick and has to stay in bed for his own health and recovery, so Annie may go to school without him. Unit 7. Jobs and Occupations. I'm in sales. E. What do you do for a living?
I'm in sales.
I see. What sort of sales?
Clothes, trousers, that sort of thing.
And do you work for a shop?
No, for a large department store downtown.
I see. So are you a clerk there?
No, I'm the manager.
That's great.
Yes, it's demanding, but it's very interesting.
Unit 8. People. What's his name? E. See that guy over there? What's his name?
You mean that man with the black suit standing by the window?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
I'd be embarrassed. I met him once, but I can't remember his name.
Oh, I understand. I'll see if I can find out his name for you.
What does he look like? E. How old is Frank?
He's 21 years old.
I see. And is he tall?
He's about average height.
Does he wear glasses?
No, he doesn't. But he wears contact lenses, I think.
How does he like to dress?
Oh, he dresses very casually. He never wears a tie, but he always dresses very tidily.
I see. What's he like? E. Tim asked me if I wanted to go to a football game with him on Sunday. Do you know him very well?
Not too well. He's rather quiet, I think.
Yes, he seems quiet, but maybe he opens up after he gets to know you.
Why don't you go with him and get to know him?
I don't know. I'm a little shy myself. What if he doesn't say anything?
If you don't talk much, you can always just watch the game. So go!
Okay, I guess I'll go. Something about us. Example. Sarah's 27 years old. She lives in Beijing. She's married with two children. She's a teacher and she likes reading and cooking. Now let's say something about John. He's 21 and lives in New York. He's not married yet. He's a student right now, and his hobbies are movies and basketball. Now, it's about me.
Sarah's 27 years old. She lives in Beijing. She's married with children. She's a teacher, and her hobbies are reading and cooking. And John is 21 and lives in New York. He's not married yet. He's a student right now, and he likes movies and basketball. You're and I'm.
You're. Unit 9. Places. Asking the way. E. How can I get to your house on Saturday?
Well, let me see. You take Main Street, then go south Market Street. That's a T junction. Then go east on Park Road to Riverside Road until you see a restaurant on your left. And my house is right across from the restaurant.
Just a minute. Can you say that again? I've got to write it down.
Okay.
Giving directions. E. Example. Can you tell me where the bookstore is?
The bookstore? Let me see. All right. You take the first left, then go straight ahead for 2 blocks on Lake Street. Then turn left again on Market Street. And the bookstore is on your left, right across from the park. You can't miss it.
Okay. Take the left, go straight ahead for 2 blocks on Lake Street, then another left on Market Street. It's on the left of the street, right across from the park.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Getting there on time. M. Task 2. I'm visiting a friend in hospital on Thursday. The visiting hours are from 4 to 6 p.m. Which bus must I catch from the zoo?
To the hospital by 4 p.m. Okay. You take a number 101 bus at 3:15. And the ride will take about 40 minutes. Just in time for the visiting hours, with there to the hospital.
Task 3. I'm going to the theater. The play starts at 7 p.m. And I need to take a bus at the zoo. Which bus is best?
To the theater by 7 p.m.? Well, if you take the number 106 at 6:30, you'll get there by 6:50.
Task 4. I'm meeting my brother from London on Sunday evening. I need to take the airport coach to the airport. My home is 15 minutes walk from the bus stop. When must I leave?
Let me see. The plane from London arrives at 8 p.m. And you need to take the 7 o'clock airport coach to the airport. And it's 15 minutes walk from your home to the bus stop. So you must leave home by 6:45.